There's no quiet spot to do this. The Purdue scoreboard is a monstrosity of sound, and I have nowhere else I can go at this moment. To make matters worse, like some Purdue staffer, so I guess the way their press box works, I guess Purdue media is at one end from like the 20 to the goal line, and then visiting media is at the other end, so you're not like in the same spot. So I'm just sitting there with mostly Illinois media or whatever, and some Purdue staffer guy, I don't know if he's an assistant AD or if he was a SID guy or whatever, he comes down next to me to like cheer on the final drive. So I'm just sitting there with some guy like, yes, and clap, you know, like you think you go to the press box and you think you're going to be, you know, there's no cheering in the press box. I'm always respectful of that. And then you've got some guy cheering as your team loses standing next to you. It's just, man, I thought I was, it's like, you know, sitting in the visiting fan section. There's the, you just turn the knife, man. Like, it's just, you have a game finish like that, and then to have some Purdue guy cheering next to me, it's just so hard to deal with. Like, you just want to punch your computer screen and just go bury yourself in the sand. Look, there's nothing you can say there. Like, narrative. You cannot have a worse 2 weeks. It does not get worse than two consecutive weeks in mid-fourth quarter. You have the lead. You have fourth and one or fourth. They said fourth and two, but it didn't look like 2 yards to me. Two straight weeks of having that, and you choose the short punt, and you lose both games because of that punt. It's just, oh God, I hope you can hear the stupid big drum in the background. Ugh, I hate that thing. Yeah, it's just really hard to have two worse weeks than these weeks. You had two wins, and you had some decisions at the end to get those two wins, and you didn't make the decisions, and you lost. And it's not guaranteed, like, you pick up, you know, you might have not picked up both first downs, and you might have lost quicker and faster and worse. But when it's the reason you lose one game, and you have the identical situation the next game, and you make the same decision and you lose again, oh God, here comes Purdue Pete. Oh God, why? Am I not in a good spot? I have my credential on. Like, I think this has been designed for me. Don't get away from me, Pete. I do not want to go away. Good Lord. Where was I? Oh yeah, two straight weeks. I'm trying to think of a good way to say that. You know, how do you... You know, it's like... I'll come up with it. Just give me a second. The stupid drum, like, I keep hitting it and it keeps making me mad. God, I'm so bitter right now. You know, it's like you have some decision and you do it, and then you get the same decision 2 weeks later, and you do the same, or the next week, and you do the same thing. I mean, yes, there's a, you know, the whole definition of insanity, you know, trying the same thing, expecting different results or whatever. But this is like you're dating someone, okay? You're dating someone and you you it's kind of casual, but you're ready to make the move. And you're ready to, you know, not get engaged, but like say, hey, let's be exclusive. Let's do this. I like you. You like me. Let's do this. And you get right to the, you know, you get right to the end of that date and you're talking before you depart and you say, I had a good time tonight. Have a good night. And you go off and it doesn't work out and you break up and you see her months later and she says to you like, I just didn't think you liked me and I'm now in this relationship. And you're like, God, if I would have just said something that night, if I would have just said something. And she says, yes, if you would have said something that night, we're together right now. But instead, I'm with this guy. And so you beat yourself up and you're like, why did I just, why would I not say something? Why would I not do something about this? Why not? And then you get in another relationship and you're presented with the exact same scenario. And everything in your head is saying, look, I've seen this before. I know what the mistake is right here. I'm not going to make that same mistake again. Thank you for the lesson I had that showed me that this is the wrong path. I'm going to take the right path right now. And you take that path. Nope. No, wait. I'm getting reports that you didn't take that path. I'm getting reports that you did exactly the same thing and you lost this girl too. So maybe you had this life lesson and nothing learned. You did the same thing. That's what this is like. You can't just get to the edge, to get right on the edge, to get right to it, and you blow it? Like you have the same, like, oh, I've learned this lesson before. Gosh, last week we didn't have Josh McCray. This week we do have Josh McCray. We are running this ball with Josh McCray. We are getting this first down. We are punching this in, and we are winning this game. You get redemption. You have this opportunity to do it, and you punt. And once again, Purdue got back to that same spot in like three plays. It's just impossible. It's just so hard. Oh, crap. Media's disappeared. I think press conference starting. I gotta get in there. All right. I'm out of here. Goal liner.